CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. With today's slice, here is Christina Hriniuk.
I'm here with Joanna Henry, author of Powered by Love, A Grandmother's Movement to End AIDS in Africa. Joanna, can you let us know a little bit about the book?
Back of this book, it says, this is the untold story of AIDS in Africa. I think that's always the best place to lead in when describing the book, because the past decade, a group of African grandmothers across the continent have been burying their dead children who were hit by the pandemic, taking in their orphaned grandchildren, but have moved from isolated survival to collective action. And in fact, are at the very heart of the AIDS response, actually remain the key to the solution for how HIV and AIDS can truly end in this generation. And there's a movement in Canada that's being led by older women who 10 years ago had a vision that philanthropy and response to international development could be done differently, could actually be done in relationship, in equity, and in a feminist model. And Powered by Love has set out to capture and document the arc of this past decade in the voices of the women who are doing the work.
You are the author, but these grandmothers actually helped write the stories and edit them as well. How did that process come to be?
I always say that the book was being written for 10 years, so that's well before I put pen to paper. And that's because I'm working with the Stephen Lewis Foundation, who has been in partnership with small grassroots organizations across Africa who have been working hand in hand with African grandmothers in their community from the very beginning. So when it was time to write this book, we asked them, can we go into the homes of the women that they're working with? Can we hear their stories directly? So we went to 8 countries in sub-Saharan Africa. We talked to hundreds of them, and we did the same across Canada. There's 10,000 women now across Canada in over 240 grandmother groups who have been working to raise funds, raise awareness about what's happening.
One of the groups is here in Winnipeg is Grands and More. Can you tell us a little bit about that group?
They were founded in 2007, so they've been part of this campaign turned movement right from the start. They work right within their communities using their own expertise to figure out how they can engage the community around what's happening on the ground and also raise sustainable funds for the African grandmothers.
They can buy it at McNally Robinson, but where else can they get it?
The book is available online. You can Chapters or Indigo.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.